I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Coming up, not one book by a female writer made the year's top 10 list from Publishers Weekly. Less than a third of their top 100 books of the decade were written by women. We'll hear from one female writer about what she thinks that says about the publishing industry and what it means for women writers. And she has a unique perspective. She often writes under a male pen name. That's in a moment. But first, we've been talking about how the U.S. plans to combat the terror threat in Yemen. But one Oakland-based musician has another approach. Hip-hop, Hajjaji Abdulgoy Mazayed, also known as AJ, is using music to promote a message of peace in his family's home country. AJ grew up in Ohio and dreamed of becoming a hip-hop star. He is not yet signed to a major record label, and he's still working on that breakout CD. But he says his music is gaining a following in Yemen, and he joins us now from the capital city, Sana'a. Welcome. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
So what are you doing in Sana'a? What are you up to?
Well, actually, my dad is here, and he's very ill, and he's old. But I figured since I'm here, I might as well use this time to do some writing and recording. And I was fortunate enough to be contacted by some people that were interested in making a CD.
And I understand that you've been performing there. You performed recently at the Yemen Culture Center in Sana'a. What kind of response did you get there?
I got a very good response. It was actually a French Culture Center and the German House combined to do a show together. It was sort of like the coming down of the Berlin Wall.
Breaking down of the Berlin Wall, what do you mean? You mean like bringing the genres together, bringing, what, East and West together?
You mean? I guess Germany and France, I guess, before weren't one, or, you know, they didn't get along. And then when they brought down the Berlin Wall, then the ties, you know, there were greater ties, and so they've been sponsoring a lot of projects here in Yemen, and I've been fortunate enough to be a part of a lot of those projects.
Well, let's play a clip. Well, your latest song, one of them, deals very specifically with the whole sort of question we've been talking about very extensively on this program about the whole question of Al-Qaeda in Yemen. And let me just play a short clip of
okay.
It's called No Terrorist Please. Okay, here it is. Let's play a short clip.
Yes, man, in Yemen, al-Watan, my home. Al-Qaeda, not welcome, so let it be known. Al-Habeen, I wanna know, no terrorists, please. Might be hate on monsters, but they're not my enemies. Al-Wahda, one Yemen, united indeed. No such thing as perfection, but we try to succeed. Too many followers, we need more leaders to lead. It's good, Mr. President, you just what we need.
It's interesting. You got some different genres there, and you're also incorporating. Is that prayer that you're incorporating that we just heard?
No, actually, what I did is I took a reggae track, and I got a very popular Yemeni singer, and he added oud to it. Do you know what oud is?
It's an instrument.
It's like it looks like half a watermelon.
Yes, exactly. It's a string instrument.
A string instrument, exactly. And this kid is very popular in Yemen, and so I approached him about doing a hip-hop song, and he went for it.
Sometimes, traditional cultures aren't feeling hip-hop. How are people feeling you there? I'm sure the young people are appreciating you.
But yeah, the young people, but see, that was the magic. He connected with the older generation, and I connected with the younger.
What gave you the idea?
Well, I've been doing it for about 10 years, and I've had everything from reggae artists to Arabic artists singing with me, but I've never got a Yemeni singer. I've always used, like, samples, and it was the first time that I had access to singers and musicians. I was really eager to try to find someone, tell you the truth, and I got pretty lucky.
Can I ask, though, since you are in Yemen at the moment, and Yemen's been so much the focus of discussion in the wake of that alleged attempt to blow up the Northwest airliner, how is that being discussed in Yemen among the people that you're sort of talking to? Are people upset about it?
Yemen, most of the people in Yemen are good people. The lack of jobs, lack of money, lack of understanding about, arts, music, and all of that. People are being pushed to go to the other side, I guess you can say. Al-Qaeda and this Houthi guy, they have money, and so they're bribing people, more or less, you can say. And, you know, lack of money makes you do things that you probably wouldn't usually do.
Except that this guy, Umar Farouk Abdul Muttalab, was quite wealthy. His family was quite wealthy. I mean, he wasn't without means.
You know what the problem is? Religion is rooted in everything here. See, we're in the States. We have all different ethnicities that we go to school with. We don't know what their religions are. You know, we play basketball and eat and do history and math and everything together. And then when they go home, you know, they practice their religion on Sundays. Over here, they're like pushing it into the schools, into the politics, into everyday life. And they try to paint this ugly picture of the West, of Europe, and people sort of get brainwashed, I guess you can say.
Well, how do you feel? You feel that your music, in a way, or you particularly as a role model, perhaps provides some sort of an antidote to that?
I do. I think if I catch him young enough, then, you know, they'll think of other things like arts and music and sports and video and, you know, and there's more to life than just, you know, religion. I mean, religion is a big part of our life, but a lot of times there's a lot of religious people and there's people that are obsessed with religion. And that's what we have here, is a lot of people that are obsessed.
Sure, I got you. No, I understand. I understand.
Yeah,
it's very interesting.
You know,
what are you working on now? What are some of your next pieces?
Well, I'm working on the first CD funded by Yemen and recorded in Yemen. This is going to be pretty cool. I've already got like 4 songs deep into it, but I've been a little under the weather, so I have to postpone it for a minute.
Well, good luck to you.
Thank you. Thank you, Michelle.
Hajjaji Abdel Gowi Masayed is with us from Sana'a.
You're getting better at that.
Well, thank you. Where he is rapping and writing his music and visiting with family. We thank you for speaking with us.
Thank you very much for having me. It was my pleasure.